Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Hei, and we are on Hey and Aleph on top as we continue here in Perek HaKol Chayavin. Right, these are three prakim in Maseches Chagiga. There are also, to note, three prakim in the Rambam Hilchos Chagiga, where the Rambam puts together the laws of Chagiga, the special karbanos that are brought on Yantif, and Hakel. Interesting, Hakel is not in Hilchos Sukkos. One might have thought it's a din of Sukkos. No, it's a din of a Yantif, generic Yantif Chagiga. It happens to be done on Sukkos. You have to do it once every eight years, or 7 years in the year after Sukkos. But that's what the Rambam chooses to put Hakel, the third perek of Hilchos Chagiga. And we have had a couple of Gzeiros Shavos already between Hakel and these Karbanos, but this is the Rambam, in Hilchos Sefer Karbanos. Again, maybe we haven't made that note yet. The Rambam Sefer Karbanos, the Rambam splits into two books, Sefer Karbanos and Sefer Avoda, where the Rambam says that Avoda is all the area of Avoda Sibur, and Karbanos are the Karbanos Yachid. That's how he splits the two. And the first in the Karbanos Yachid, the Sefer Karbanos, is the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the first historical Karban and the basis of many other Karbanos, conceptually. And then after that is Chagiga. And then the Rambam has Bechoros, Shkagos, Mechusrei Kapara, and Temura. Actually, Temura is here while Me'ila is in Avoda. So the Rambam here in Hilchos Chagiga, as we know, mentioned in the Hakdama, has these six mitzvahs, four mitzvahs Aseh and two Los Aseh. As we continue talking about them, the three Karbanos that make up the first couple of Dafim and two Prakim, really, of our Mesechta, the Olas Re'ia, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha. So the first Mishnah here, Olas B'moed. So the way the Karban Ha'edah understands this Mishnah is based on the Bavli. The Bavli has a Chisura Mechsura, where every phrase, every two words in the Mishnah is really referring to something else. So we're going to read it with the Karban Ha'edah. Olos B'moed. What is that first line telling us? Olos. If somebody has a Neder and a Nedava. Somebody has a personal, private Karban, a voluntary Karban. Right, neder nedava, neder hare alai, nedava hare zeh. So olos b'moed. If somebody has a neder and nedava that are coming on moed, they can only come on chol moed. They cannot be brought on yantif. Right, b'moed ba'os b'yadaveinu ba'os. Right, because this mishnah holds that first it's an ola, it's an olas nedava, so it's not on yantif. Ba'os min hachulin. What's that line? That's referring to a different title. Olos Re'ia, but if you have the Olos Re'ia, the first category of Karban, that's Mechuyev, so that could come even on Yantif, as we know, it's the first Lechachila. Says the Karban Eid, Avagav, the Eishla Tashlum, we call Shiva, even though we know the Tashlumin for all 7 days, Iker Mitzvah, Sabi Yantif Rishon, the Iker Mitzvah of the Olos Re'ia is the first day, and the other days are Tashlumin. Remember we had earlier the Chakira, whether it's Tashlumin to Rishon, or there's some independence, you compare it to Pesach Sheni, we had a couple of days ago. So that's Ba'os Menachulin. Ba'os Menachulin is the Olas Re'ia, which can be brought on Yantif. That must be brought from Chulin. As we have said in the past couple of days, the Dover Shebechovahi. So Olas Ba'o'ed is referring to Olas Nedava. And that's only on Chol HaMoed and not on Yantif. Ba'os Menachulin, that's referring to Olas Re'ia. That can be brought on Yantif and it must be brought from Chulin. Only non-pre-consecrated animals, because davar shebechova einava ela menachulin, and it can't use by sheni money. Ushlamim, and then the third category, shlamim, talking about shalmei simcha mina meiser. Shalmei simcha can be brought from meiser, but mina meiser. But mashba, continuing the karban eidah, chagigas yantif arishon, but the chagiga of what we call the shalmei chagiga, who davar shebechova. It's a chova da afilu yeshlo basar harbe chayev lakriva, because it has to be brought. It's not like shalmei simcha, which is only if you need it. But shalmei chagiga has to be brought, and therefore again davar shebechova eino ba elam anachulin, not from mos meiser shady. So that is the first. So every phrase here means something else. So that's what's called chisurei mechsura. Right? That we mentioned there's a Tiferes Yisrael, I think, in Maseches Arachin, that says that even though sometimes the Mishnah comes up with a chesura mechsura, which means the words are totally missing, and why did they change it then? Why did they, if something's missing, you know, why did they change it? So, 2 points. Number one, chesura mechsura sometimes means, according to some mefarshim, it's a chisaron in our havana. Meaning, if we knew Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's kavan is deep enough, so then we'd be able to fill in the missing words. And sometimes he wrote it in code. There's a mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama that talks it just in phrases. Shum kesef, shava kesef. It's not sentences. And then the Gemara goes into how what each phrase means. So maybe chazir mechzera is if we thought about it enough and we knew Rebbe's kavanis, then we would have figured it out. So that works for many chizurim extras. Sometimes it's exactly the opposite of what the mishnah says. That's a little trickier chizurim extra. But another idea, and again, they work together. I think the Tiferes Yisrael quotes is that they used to memorize the mishnayos and have a sing song. Know it exactly. Know the whole mishnah and to change the words would mess up the whole sing song and they wouldn't be able to remember it and know it by heart. That's why once something is ingrained, right, in memory, so they didn't feel that changing it would be productive, and therefore they kept it, but they relied on people trying to remember what exactly the phrase meant. So this is number one. B'yantif harishon shel chag, continues the mishnah, on the first day of yantif, regarding the shalmei chagiga, as we just said. The shalmei simcha could come from Ma'aser Sheni. What about the Shalmei Chagiga? So we just were mashma not. So as we're going to see, that's only, and we said this a few days ago, that's only, we said in yesterday's Mishnah, in yesterday's Gemara, that's only exclusive. So on the first day of Yantif, right, our Gersa here is Chag. If you look in the Gersa in some Bavlis, and if you look in the Gersa of the Gabbadeh, here is Shal Pesach. But he says, right? It's not Dafka Pesach, it's any regel, and it says Pesach la'ashmeina to contrast it to the Chagigas Yudalid, as we'll talk about. Chagigas Tezvav. To contrast it to Yudalid. Dafka Chagigas Tezvav Edebalim and Achulin. The Chagiga that has to come on Yantif, what we call the Chagiga, that has to come from Chulin, but the Chagigas Yudalid that's brought in order to eat the Karban Pesach on satiation, so that could come from Meister, that Beth Hashem will get to. So that's if you would have that girsa of Pesach. We don't. As we said, Beishamai says that the Shalmei Chagiga has to come from Chulin, because the Tavar Shebechova, Ubeis Hill, Omer Mena Meister. But Beis Hill says, no, wait, the Shalmei Chagiga also could cover Meister. Not the Ola, the Ola Sriya cannot. That's the Tavar Shebechova. But 1 second, Shalmei Chagiga is also Tavar Shebechova. What does it mean it could come from Meiser? That's the Gemara's first question. Rabbi Tamchu Bar Eloi B'Shem Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Kach Meshivim B'Shamay LeBeis Hillel. B'Shamay Yes B'Shamay Hillel. Davar Shu Bachova B'Amen Meiser. Category one, category two. The first two karbanos are both chova. You have Olas Re'ia and the Shalmei Chagiga. So why does Beis Hillel say that the first one cannot come from Meiser and the second one can come from Meiser? So Amru Lahen Beis Hillel answers, no, it doesn't mean exclusively the whole thing is going to come from Meiser Sheni. Ilu Bachol, Shema Eino Mevi Achas Benachul and Betofa LeMeiser, right? If you're bringing a Chagiga, it's a weekday. It's not Regal Carbon Shlomim, right? You're allowed to bring some from Chulin, totally unconsecrated funds, and you could be Mashlim. You could be Mashlim with Meiser. So to hear, Beis Hillel does not say that the whole Shalmei Chagiga can be brought with Meiser Sheni funds, but it could be supplemented with v'ko maybe achas benachulin v'tofa lemeiser. So to hear the ikker, Beis Hillel just means that you could supplement with the Meiser Sheni money. Doesn't mean that the whole thing is with the Meiser Sheni money. That's what we had in the last year. But how do you do that? Right? How are you allowed? How are you not allowed? Right? If you have two animals, is it better to bechalukas chizkin of Yochanan? Is it better to fatten up one animal as long as you don't have an animal that's purely from Meiser Sheni funds, or is it better to have one animal that's purely from Meiser from chulin funds? And you could have a separate Meiser Sheni animal. So that was the machlokas we had yesterday. But this is the supplement. So we nine shu tofa lemeiser. The Gemara asks, how do you know that you're allowed to supplement with Meiser Sheni funds? So Amar Biosi ben Chanina, Nemer kan misas. Here it says by shvuas misas. The pasuk says vasisa chag la shvuas lashem misas nidvas yadcha. The Nemer lahalan. It says by Meiser Sheni ki lo suchal se'eso. Right, you couldn't carry it. So we know this is a comparison, but even though we're switching sin and samach, we switch them sometimes in halacha. So lo suchal se'eso and misas ma se'eso ha'amr lahalan meiser, just like se'eso in the second pasuk, you can't carry it. That's what you're allowed to be redeeming onto money. So just like there, we're talking about meiser sheni safkan. So to hear by shvuas, we're talking about the karbanos of yantiv meiser. You can use some for meiser. So you see, meiser can be involved in the Karbanos, one Gzeira Shava, and Amar Balazar, Namar Khan Simcha, and Namar Lahalan Simcha. Balazar has another Gzeira Shava. It says Simcha by Yantif, and it says by Meiser Sheni Simcha Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Al Keichan Masimcha Merlal and Meiser Afkan Meiser. So you have Gzeira Shava, two Gzeira Shavas that you're allowed to bring Meiser Sheni. You're allowed to have Meiser Sheni funds that help bring and supply the carbon chagiga, the chagiga of Yantif. Shalmei Chagiga. Says the Gemara, one second, if you could bring it all, so v'yavi kulam in a meiser. If you have the Zer Shava that you could bring the Shalmei Chagiga for meiser, why don't you give me the whole thing for meiser? Maybe it's a Zer Sakasa, but this is different. This is an exception to the rule of Davar Shabachoba, Enoba, Elaminha, Hedyot. Minachulin. You know, maybe it's a separate, din. So, Ula Bar Shishma, maybe it's a separate, halacha. So, Ula Bar Shishma, Omar, no. Namar Khan is another Gzeira Shava that teaches us that Masas is only an additional. Namar Khan Misas by Shvuis, v'Namar Lahalan, v'Terev Masas Binyamin. When Yosef Hatzada gave Binyamin an extra portion beyond what he gave to the brothers, so that's talking about an extra portion. So Ma Masas, Namar Lahalan, Achaz Iker v'Ashar Tfeilah, just like by Yosef, one of them, there was the main portion that he had parallel with his other brothers, and he got extra. Avbisas, Namar Khan, Achaz Iker v'Ashar Tfeilah. So too the Bisas here, so it means an added element. The Mefarshim talk about, if you remember, there's a Vilna Gaon that comments on the Gemara elsewhere that says, how could Yosef do this? The whole problem with his father started when his father showed him favoritism. Right, the Gemara says, "La'olam lo yishana adam bein ben abanim." He shouldn't show favoritism because look what happened. And now Yosef is doing the same thing. Chamish chalef osmalos. So the Vilna Gaon works it out that maybe each one of them was worth less, so it really altogether is worth exactly the same. But Zagra comments on that, trying to defend Yosef's actions. The Rambam, you know, let's finish to the Mishnah and then made the comment there. Amar Reb Yosi Barbun, halo shalmei nedava k'shalmei chagigahein. So Reb Yosi Barbun, one second. So Beis Hillel says you could add on to that, you could use Meiser Sheni money, even though it's a chagiga, and the Torah has to go out of its way to give a special gzeiras hakasuv that this shalmei chagiga could be brought from Meiser Sheni funds. I don't understand, asks Reb Yosi Barbun. You could bring regular chagigas, right? Your chagiga, let's say it's Chol HaMoed. You could bring regular chagiga, just add on a regular chagigas nedava. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say you could add on, you could use Meiser Sheni funds? But you know you can't just use Meiser Sheni funds, as we just said, it can't be exclusive. So why is the person trying to bring these and label them as chagiga, right? And the Torah has to go out of the way to say that it's mutter. Just bring them as shalmei nedavas, right? You bring your chulin money that gives you creates your chagiga, and all the other ones you want to bring just has them as shalmei simcha or shalmei nedava. So what's the nafka mina that the Torah has to go out of its way and have a pasuk to tell me that these are labeled as chagigas? So why? So the Gemara answers. Why are you supplementing it to have this title? No, because if they were just a shalmei nedava, then you couldn't, according to this daya, machlokas elsewhere in Beitza, you couldn't bring it on Yantif. Yantif or Shabbos, you're going to bring Chol HaMoed. The nafkamina that is called chagiga is that it can be brought on Yantif. Not Shabbos, but by Yantif, right? So therefore, that's the nafkamina. That's why the Torah has to go out of its way to say that it's allowed to bring this, even though it's some of the funds that are used are Meiser Sheni funds, and it's supplementing the Shalmei Chagiga, that's okay. And the nafka mina is that it's called a Chagiga, and it could even be brought on the first day of Yantif. Says the Karban Eida. Afalgav, the Ein Shar Nedarim Nedavos Karim Yantif. Even though other Nedarim Nedavos are not Karav on Yantif, but this, because it's called a Chagiga, is Karav on a Yantif. The Rambam Paskins like this formulation of, as we said, adding in and using some Meiser Sheni funds. If you look at the Rambam, in, again, you know, as I said before, Chagig is only three prakim, so it's got to be in one of the first two prakim, because the third parak is all hakel, which we said earlier. Remember the Mishnah in Tainus also, hakel is not docha Shabbos, so we had 2 days, why is hakel not docha Shabbos? Is it because of the chatzotzrots, or is it because of the building that has to take place, and you can't build the day before, because it's too, not enough room? So Rambam says here in Parak Beis Al-Chachas, Olas Re'iya Eina Ba'a Kula Ela Menachulin Kishar Karbanos Shadim Chaya Bahen. Olas Re'iya is like the general rule. Any carbon that you have to bring, you can't double dip. Eina Ba'a Ela Menachulin. So Olas Re'iya, it only comes from Chulin Kishar Karbanos. The Rambam notes that this is like the general rule. Avol Shalmei Chagiga Ba'os Mimos Meiser Sheni Ha Me'uravos Im Ma'os Chulin. You're allowed to have it mixed up. Mosi, some of it is allowed to be supplemented. The lokeach min hataaroves behema, right, taking a stand on the machlokas in the last year, and you're allowed to mix the money and buy one animal. I mean, is that to be tofel to the animal itself? You don't need one animal that is exclusively chulin. The lokeach min hataaroves behema umakriva shalme chagiga. But you have to have enough money in there that the amount that you have to eat, a little bit of eating at the beginning, would be menachulin. So that's what you need, that minimum. That mipnei is only going on the second half of the Rambam, right? Not the the minimum. That's the Rambam. The Ravid is not happy about this. The Rambam just adds, by the way, v'yotzi adam dechova shalme chagiga b'meister behema. You could use meister behema. Okay, but the Ravid here says on the Rambam, on the, this halacha, mavram zeh hachol shibush shalme chagiga ena ba ela min hachulin o betofel behemas meister sheni im hachulin. Right, umal nama tofelin behema la behema efshesh tofelin behemas meister im meister chul behemas chulin. Lo avid lo biyantif choshet shem yasser biyantif. He does not think that, no, everything the Rambam here says is correct. We're not going to go into because the Mishnah has a long piece. What exactly is the Ravid arguing on? This is the halacha. One other ha'ara about the Yosef story, and that is that Teravasis Binyamin, that Yosef treated Binyamin differently, and the Mefarshim wonder how Yaakov treated Yosef differently. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a comment a few times, right? He cross-references his comments in Chumash, where he talks about the coat of many colors and the special Torah that Yaakov taught Yosef. Right? He says this in Vayetze. I'll look first in Vayeshev, where it says that Yosef was Yaakov's ben zakunim. And the Mefarshim wonder, ben zakunim. Ben zakunim is usually like the child in old age. Binyamin was the ben zakunim. Yosef wasn't the ben zakunim. So Unkelus says there, ben zakunim. No, Ari bar chakim hule. He was a wise son, zakein from Mishakana Chachma. Kol mashalaman mishem ve'ever masalo. That's Unkelus. Everything Yaakov learned in Beis Medrashim ve'ever, he gave to Yosef. So what's Unkelus referring to? This is, you know, Unkelus is not just a matargim, he's a mafarish. So what does he mean here? So Pirish Dvarav, says Reb Yaakov in the Emes LeYaakov, She'ekashalo, halo ein Yosef ha-ben zakunim hamish, ela binyamin. Binyamin's the ben zakunim. So what's Yosef, what's the Torah saying this? Lakach Pirish, takavana hu al-chachmaso shel Yosef. U'be'emes bazeh gufa na'utz. Masha ro echav ki oso hava aviemi kolbanav. This was the problem. The mishlama ihayo abemes ben zakunim. If he was really a ben zakunim, so children know sometimes the baby's the favorite. Lo hayo makanim bakoliker. They wouldn't have been so jealous. Tekenu darko shel olam shehaav ohev yoser asayinuka shelo. Sometimes there's a favorite for the youngest. Avakivan shehu lo haya ben zakunim. Since he wasn't the ben zakunim, biyafal pikin chivavo aviv yoser mikulan mishum shebar chakim ulei. And still the father Yaakov loved him and showed him more love than the others. Miyanis kanuba. That's why they were nervous. That's why they were jealous. Because if a yiro echav ki oso ahav aviv mikabanav yisnu oso. So that's why Unkelus says that to explain that that's where the hatred came from. So then the question is, what about the second half of the Unkelus? Kol mashalaman mishem ve'ever. So what is that? Hello, Yaakov lomad gamei tzal Avram zakeno v'yitzchak aviv. Yaakov learned a lot from his father and his grandfather. V'chilo hayalo astaras ha'avos limserlo. He didn't have enough of that to give to his children. He had to give the Torah of Shem ve'ever. So that's what he says. He says biyarna b'makam acher. Says he quotes what he wrote in the beginning of Vayetze. What did he learn in Shem ve'ever? Right, the question there was asked, Rabbi Yaakov asked, Yaakov runs away from Esav, and he's running, and he stops off in Shev Eimer. What is it, for 14 years? His parents told him to go to Lavan. And what do you stop off for? Your parents go and tell you to do something. He's like, father asked you to go to get a drink of water. He says, sure, I'm going to get a drink of water. At first you go and say, learn Daf Yomi. And then you go get a drink of water. You're being mopsic. Go get your father a drink of water first, and then learn Daf Yomi. Right, what does that mean, that he stopped off? So explains Rabbi Yaakov, no, it wasn't stop going to the Beis Medrash. His father told him to go to Lavan. He went to the Beis Medrash to be able to learn how to live and survive in the house of Lavan. He learned how to be a Jew in unhospitable surroundings. That's what they learned in Beis Medrash Shem Ve'ever. So it's like your father goes to ask you to go get him a cup of milk and you go to milk the cow. Or you go to learn how to milk the cow, and then you milk the cow. It's all part of the hachana for what your father asked you to do. So he says, that Torah, now Rabbi Yaakov says, that Torah, shel shem ve'ever ha'isa Torahs miyuchedes, Torahs ha'galus, ki rak shem ve'ever, shechayu bedorim shel rishoyim gemurim. Right? Shem lived in the days of Noach, and Ever lived in the Dara Flaga. That Torah, v'yafal pikin hitzlichu lihisha'er b'tzid kasam, heim elu, v'yicholim limsar liyakov, ech lichyos eitzal lavan arasha. They could be the ones to teach Yaakov how to live with Lavan. V'lo lilmo b'masav aram, not to learn from his actions. The Torah's ha'avos l'espikul hazeh. Avram and Yisrael couldn't teach him this. They didn't have the experience. Ki ha'avos ha'yu zekeinim v'yoshim b'yeshiva, v'lo hushpu'u klal me'ashpas sivivasam. V'lachein, mikivan she'kabala hai b'yadam mipi Avram, she'tzrichim adayin lichyos ba'arez lo lehevi avadam v'yinu osam. Yaakov had this besor, and he knew they were going to be in a strange land. Yaakov had to teach this. Tzorach Yaakov lahachines banav l'galizu. Ready, he had to teach. Yadu ateida. Everybody knew. Ki ger yezaracha. Why did Hashem have to tell them this? To prepare. Prepare yourself. And because somehow, on some subconscious level, Yaakov knew that Yosef was going to be the one to be surrounded. He was going to have to stand up all to all the nisyonos. He was going to have to do stand up and bear the burden. Yaakov had to give him the Torah. This Torah sagalus. Toras Shem Ve'ever, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov refers to what he wrote in Vayetzin, he refers to what he wrote in Vayigash. This is all the story that comes up a few times in the Sefer Bereishis. Amnami continues, the Achim didn't know this. Ha'achim Shifte Kal Shalo Yadu Asasiba. They didn't know. Madu Alomar Yaakov Im Yosef Lama Yaakov Yoser Torah Rabbi Asher Lama Itam. What are you teaching him more Torah for? Niskanu Bo Veratvuhu. Right? They said, they didn't know what was meant by this extra attention. So when they saw, he was jealous, they were jealous, v'chulu, and again, that's discussed cross-reference in the rest as well. Okay, so that was a little bit about Yaakov and Yosef and Binyamin, and the question is, Binyamin, they were already in Galus, so is there a reason that Yosef gave Binyamin extra, doesn't say he gave him extra Torah, but separate issue, look at that grub on that pasuk. Okay, so halacha dala, next Mishnah. Yisrael Yotzei Nidei Chovasan. Bnei Yisrael are Yotzei, they're Shalmei Simcha. Now we're in category 3. The Shalmei Simcha, which is just there, that's not a Chiyuv, that's just there in order for you to have enough meat and Simcha, part of a Samachta V'Chagecha. So Yisrael Yotzei Nidei Chovasan B'Nedarim U'B'Nedavis. Any Neder and Nedavah that they have the whole year, often people came and saved them and brought them out of time. U'B'Meister Behema. And the Meister Behema that we know every year, you have to give a tenth of the animals. That's part of could be also v'samachta b'chagecha v'hakohanim b'chatas u'ba'asham, and the kohanim who eat kachikalim, they could be yotzei their simchas yantiv with chatas and asham u'b'chazi v'shok, right? Every carbon shlamim, the kohen gets those parts of the animal, that meat, chazi v'shok u'b'b'char, and a b'char behema tahora. Also, all of these are mechuyev, but you could use these for shalmei simcha. Not by Ofos, not Benachas. That's going to be a separate Zeres HaKasif at the end of the Gemara. Just to pick one, we can speak about each of these. Meister Behema, the Sefer Achinach, the Mitzvah Shin Samach, the Mitzvah Meister Behema, La'aser Kol HaBehemos Tahoros. To be Ma'aser, right? We know there's Meister Tevua, and there's a Meister Ksafim, which is that, according to most, is a Minhag Tov. Right, it's based on a medrash, but Tosfos and Tainus assumes that maybe it's a din, it's a asmachta, and most mefarshim assume it's a din, at most a din derabban and pashtos and minhag tov, but ma'aser behemah is din daraisa. La'aser kol ha'behemos taoros shein bakar vatzon ve'izim, all bakar, cattle, sheep, and goats, hanolados be'edrenu b'chol shana v'shana. Right, to be ma'aser, right, that come into our flock every year, u'lahavi ha'ma'aser li'rushalayim lo'ch l'sham. And to be at Yerushalayim and eat it there, this is not like bachar, which has to be given to the kohen. Right, a bechor is a kachay kalam, only has to be given to the kohen. The kohen could share it, but that has to be given to the kohen. Meister behema, there's no evidence in the Torah that it has to be given to the kohen. There is a hemek davar in the end of Bechukosai that says that puts a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that maybe it was the minhag to give the meister to the kohen. But again, it's not a din. Meikar din the Yisrael. Uloch losham achar shahaya yakariv hachilev hadam mehem mizbeach. After you have to give the chilev and the dam on the mizbeach, it's a carbon, so you have to bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim. And then the Mishnayos and Bechorot describe how you ma'aser. you put it through the neck of katan. We've quoted in the past from Rav Palm why that's true. But the Chiddush said that this mitzvah is a way to keep at least somebody from the family inspired all the time. Yerushalayim was an inspiring place. It's another way to get Jews to come to Yerushalayim, and that after you're inspired, then you go back home and you inspire the rest of your family. That's Ma'aser Behema, is part of that strategy. So again, we'll read the Chinuch if there's time. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira, Ula Bar Yishmal, B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, Shalmai Chagiga, Sheshachtan Me'erev HaRegel. It's a sugya that we had back in Sukkah. If you shecht a carbon, Erev Yantif, Shalmai Chagiga, is that at work? Shalmai Chagiga, you have to have the first day Yantif. Shalmai Chagiga, Shechta Me'erev HaRegel, and Yosim Hen Yochavas HaRegel. Says the Rebbe Lazar, no good. The Shechita has to be done at the time of the Achila. Hey, Severi Ba, Vatani, but didn't we learn in Ebraisa, Chagigas Yudalid, the Chagig Vidal, that's the carbon that's eaten with the carbon Pesach, if needed. If you have a large family, and we know the carbon Pesach has to be eaten as one becomes satiated, so you bring a Chagigas Yudal, and you bring a carbon along. So carbon Pesach was shechted on Erev Pesach, so the carbon Chagiga was also, that Chagigas Yudal. So the Brayis says, Chagigas Yudal, Yotzeh Avishim Simcha. The Chagigas Yudalad you can use for Simcha, right, the Shalmei Simcha, Ve'en Yotzeh Mishim Shlamim, but you can't use it for your Chagiga. You can't use it for your Chagiga, but 1 second. But it says there you can use it for your Simcha, but, you know, but I thought it's Erev Yantif, so how could you be Yotzeh for your Simcha? You can't use it for the Chagiga, fine, but it says you could use it for something, right? Rebbe Lazar says you can't be Yotzeh any Chiyav on Rego with it. On Rebbe Zeira, Tiptar B'Shashachto B'Rego. No, when that Brisa says the Chagig Yudalad, it means you didn't end up shechting it on Yudalad, right? You ended up shechting it on Yantif. So Gemara says, Amar Le Rabbi Ba, I'm a b'shechto b'regel, ain't a Chagig Yudalad. I understand. So that's not a Chagig Yudalad. Chagig Yudalad means you shechted on Yudalad. So it sounds like we shechted on Yudalad, and you can still Yotzei, Ali Shalmei Simcha with it. So Kasha. So my Kadun. So what do we paskin? Like Rabbi Loza says, you're not Yotzei at all, even the Shalmei Simcha. Well, the Brisa seems to say that you are, so what's halacha? So I'm Reb Zeira, Ada Ana Taman, while I was still in Bavel, Shematna, Ula Bar Yishmael, B'Shem Reb Elazar, I heard Ula Bar Yishmael say this in the name of Reb Elazar, Katzalkas Lahacha, when I came here, Shematna Reb Chiyah, B'Shem Reb Elazar, I heard Reb Elazar comment on the following Braisa, and this following Braisa will be a Raya that you cannot shecht it, on Erev Yantif. Ach Sameach, Rabbaz Leila Yantif, Ach Ron L'Simcha, the Pasuk says, Ach Sameach, you should have Simcha, that includes even Shmini Atzeres has a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Why would you need that? That's a good kasha. Elsewhere. Oh, Yachal, but the Gemara says we're including one night, so you include the last night of Sukkot. Oh, Yachal, Af Leil Yantif Arishon, you might think that you include the first night for Simchas Yantif, the mitzvah. The Kabbalah Omer, no, Ach Yilek. Ach separates, and that first night, there's no mitzvah of Yantif. So Gemara says, why do you include the last night and not the first night? Rebbe Chiya, B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, V'samachta B'chagecha. Because it says V'samachta, but it says B'chagecha. Misha'at mischayev B'chagiga, at mischayev B'simcha. Once you're chayev in Chagiga, that's when the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav can kick in. So that's why the first night is excluded, because the first night you're not chayev in Simcha yet, not chayev in Chagiga yet until the next day. But what second? Maybe you could do it Erev Yantav. So it must be, this Bryce is telling me that, no, the Chagiga cannot be done on Erev Yadav, or else that it would have been Nichnas already, and then this Drasha wouldn't fit. So the fact that the Gemara says the Simcha has to include the last night and not the first night proves that you're not allowed to shecht an animal and be Yotzeh, your Chagiga, on Yadav. Period. So we argue on that first Rebbe Elazar support the first Rebbe Elazar of Eina Yotzeh. If you shechta v'gan erev yantif, eini yotzei b'regel. So the Gemara says, Hatevan, let's give you another kasha on that. But Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Halavas in Chashmona, remember the fourth parak in Sukkah or so, lists off all the parts of Sukkah, how many days? So Halel and Simcha Shmona. Halel is for all 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmi Atzeres. That's fine. Halel doesn't include any malacha. V'asimcha. But Simcha Shmona. Simcha is all 8. Hagat v'chashachal yantif v'rishal is b'Shabbos. But what if the first day of yantif is on Shabbos? So how could you say there's simcha on that day? Why? Where's the Shalmei Simcha on that day? L'shochtan me'erev haregel and at the yachal. So you want to use the meat on the first day from what you shechted yesterday? Your shalmei can be eaten for 2 days. Shechted erev yantif? No, you can't. Amar Reb Zeira, Ula b'shar Yisrael, b'shar Reb Elazar, Shalmei Chagiga, shechted me'erev haregel, and Yosef yidichavaz b'regel. You can shecht it on yantif, on erev yantif, to use it on the regel. So it says b'feirish in the b'raisa. L'shochtan b'regel ein at the yachal. And the Teshecht and Anyant if you can, because it's Shabbos. Shkar lo anashein chagiga docha Shabbos. So how could the Mishnah in Sukkah say, Emasai Amra, halva simcha shmona? The fact that he's simcha shmona, but one second, it sounds like it's across the board. Always. Yantif, the first day of Yantif is Shabbos, but according to Rabbi Lazar, you'll never have simcha, you never have that simcha on the first day. Because when you're having that carbon, you can't shakta today because of Shabbos, you can't shakta yesterday because you hold that you can't shakta a carbon on Erev Yantif to be Yotzei the simcha on Yantif. So doesn't this Mishnah argue on that? Doesn't this Mishnah sound like, okay, it must be that you shakted it Erev Yantif and you're Yotzei with it? So Amar Rav Yossi, no. Kaimar Rav Abduma, Nechusa, Bekoanim Ubesoyer. Maybe, no, we're not talking about Shlomim. We're talking about the Kohanim, the carbon chatas. The carbon chatas that has to be brought on the first day as part of the carbonus of the Chag, right? So that's what we're talking about. Carbon chatas, when the Kohanim eat it, then they can eat it if they want to eat part of the goat raw, right? If they would eat it. So that's what's referred to as Shmona. That's referred to Shmona. The Gemara could have also said it means most of the time Shmona, but the Gemara wasn't happy with saying most of the time if it seems to say it across the board. Period. Last line. Avala ofos v'lo menachos. The Mishnah said you cannot be yotzei your Shabbos simcha with birds. Ofos emenachos, meaning those types of karbanos. The Gemara says why dechsev zevach. It says zevach and zevach is it says by har eval v'zavachta shlamim v'achalta sham v'samachta. So you see simcha has to do with karbanos as zvachim and not as the karban eda says not ofos shenimwakim, not where malika is done only with zvicha, which is a shchita. Even though it says elsewhere malika zuhi shchita shalahem, okay, but that's lamdus. We're not going to get into that right now. Okay, I'll have to stop here, and the Hashem will continue next time here in the first parak of Chagiga.